Good morning, this is Dan Darnall from KFUO Radio. It's time for Daily Chapel here at the International Center in St. Louis, Missouri. The text is Isaiah chapter 11, verses 1 through 5, and Luke chapter 1, verses 39 to 56. The Reverend Sean Danzer is preaching. The broadcast to chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces.
The Old Testament reading for the Feast of the Visitation is from Isaiah chapter 11. There shall come forth a shoot from the stump of Jesse, and a branch from his roots shall bear fruit. And the Spirit of the Lord shall rest upon him, the Spirit of wisdom and understanding, the Spirit of counsel and might, the Spirit of knowledge and the fear of the Lord. And his delight shall be in the fear of the Lord. He shall not judge by what his eyes see, or decide disputes by what his ears hear. But with righteousness he shall judge the poor, and decide with equity for the meek of the earth. And he shall strike the earth with the rod of his mouth, and with the breath of his lips he shall kill the wicked. Righteousness shall be the belt of his waist, and faithfulness the belt of his loins. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Holy Gospel according to St. Luke, the first chapter. In those days, Mary arose and went with haste into the hill country to a town in Judah. And she entered the house of Zechariah and greeted Elizabeth. And when Elizabeth heard the greeting of Mary, the baby leaped in her womb. And Elizabeth was filled with the Holy Spirit, and she exclaimed with a loud cry, "Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb. And why is this granted to me that the mother of my Lord should come to me? For behold, when the sound of your greeting came to my ears, the baby in my womb leaped for joy. And blessed is she who believed that there would be a fulfillment of what was spoken to her from the Lord." And Mary said, "My soul magnifies the Lord, and my spirit rejoices in God my Savior, for he has looked on the humble estate of his servant. For behold, from now on all generations will call me blessed, for he who is mighty has done great things for me, and holy is his name. And his mercy is for those who fear him from generation to generation. He has shown strength with his arm. He has scattered the proud in the thoughts of their hearts. He has brought down the mighty from their thrones and exalted those of humble estate. He has filled the hungry with good things. The rich he has sent empty away. He has helped his servant Israel in remembrance of his mercy, as he spoke to our fathers, to Abraham, and to his offspring forever." And Mary remained with her about 3 months and returned to her home. This is the Gospel of the Lord. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
In the days of Samuel, David arose to bring up the Ark of God, which is called by the name of the Lord of hosts, who sits enthroned on the cherubim. He carried it from the house of Abinadab into the hill country of Judah. And it was on this occasion that the man Uzzah reached out his hand to steady the cart when the oxen stumbled, and he was struck dead by the holiness of the ark for his error. And David feared the Lord on that day and said, "How is it that the ark of the Lord should come to me?" Nevertheless, the Lord's presence with the ark stayed and blessed the house of Obed-Edom in the hill country of Judah, and all his household with him. In the days of Caesar Augustus, Mary arose and went into the hill country of Judah. And she came to the house of Zechariah, who had been struck mute by the holiness of the Lord's angel for his error. And Elizabeth feared the Lord and said, "How is it that the mother of my Lord should come to me?" Nevertheless, the Lord's presence with Mary blessed the house of Zechariah and Elizabeth in the hill country of Judah, all their household with them. This is a tender and a momentous occasion, this moment, the gathering of two mothers, two miraculous mothers. One married with a surprise pregnancy in her old age, the other unmarried, a surprise pregnancy, but of a totally different order. And none of our expected conversations are recorded here. Nothing about the things that women and mothers would talk about to one another in a visitation. The Holy Spirit draws our attention to the name of the Lord of hosts who sits enthroned on the cherubim. Earlier, as the angel announced, he had come and overshadowed Mary in the very way that the Lord's glory had always overshadowed the mercy seat on the Ark of the Covenant. The conclusion is that Mary is indeed made the new dwelling place and the Ark of God. She is bearing his presence away, bringing blessing first to the house in this remote hill country of Judah, until the fullness of time when he will be brought forth in the house of David. Now, the Ark of the Covenant was not quite like it was in the movies. The box itself is of very little concern. It becomes worthy of honor because for the sake of him who is born within. He is not bound by that ark. Likewise, St. Mary has received a treatment many times that is worthy of Hollywood. She is, though, described as being of humble estate and lowly, all except for the sake of him who is born in her. And on that account, behold, from henceforth, all generations shall call her the Blessed Virgin Mary, as Elizabeth does first today. John the Baptist, yet unnamed, begins to bear witness and to prepare the way also. He signals that the child in Mary's womb is more than a blessing in the way that all children are blessings, even more than a blessing in old age is a blessing. He is the source of every possible blessing, the Lord who blesses with his name. And this account speaks with one accord, then, to the acknowledgement that the fruit of Mary's womb is the Lord. It is the God of David who rests in her womb. It is the Holy One of Israel, the Lord of hosts. And now that is worthy of fear. See that the Blessed Mary's song is not all joy and all mercy. Her son will be the one who scatters the proud in the imaginations of their own hearts. The one who casts down the mighty, the one who sends the rich away with nothing. Isaiah says that he strikes the earth with the rod of his mouth and that he is going to kill the wicked with the breath of his lips. So how is it that the presence of the Lord should come to you? How is it that you may touch the bread in which he is bodily present and not be struck dead yourself? How is it that he may dwell with you and not harm you for all of your unbelief or your doubts or your errors, but instead bless you and your household with you? Do not take these questions for granted. But instead, take to heart the words of the Holy Spirit in the mouth of his servant Elizabeth. Blessed is she who believed that there would be a fulfillment of what was spoken to her from the Lord. Blessed are those who hear the word of God and believe it. Blessed are those who trust this Lord, who trust that his mercy is for those who fear him from generation to generation. because that person is truly worthy and well prepared, the one who has faith in these words, given and shed for you for the forgiveness of your sins. It is only by the promises of this Lord, born of Mary, who carries our sins and our sorrows, who is the very same fearsome, dangerous, holy God, but who is also our Savior and our blessing. You know that the ark did not stay in Shiloh, it did not stay in Obed-Edom. It went on to Jerusalem to find its place where sacrifice would once again be offered. So it is that Mary's son also goes on from the hill country through his ministry at last to his goal, to shed his holy and precious blood for the sins of the world, to make atonement for sin. Our Maker, sharing in the very flesh of us to save his fallen creatures. And for that sake, it is granted also to you that the Lord, with all of his blessings, would come to you for your good, and that the church, with all of her encouragement, would also be yours. Above all, then, let us take encouragement from the Blessed Virgin Mary, and let us imitate her faith, because blessed is everyone who believes that there will be a fulfillment of what is spoken to us from our Lord. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Thank you for joining us for Chapel. The broadcast to Chapel is underwritten by the LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces. To learn more about long and short-term opportunities to serve, visit servenow.lcms.org.